I think it's important to have criteria, selection processes for who should be on the mountain, not only for climbers, but also for operators, for guides, for Sherpas, so that the mountain is operated in a safe way, is climbed in a safe way. But the criteria for the disabled, the criteria for age limits and so on, that was an interview with a, that was a statement made by the tourism minister in a public event. It had no legal backing. There was no paperwork. There was no documentation. And there never was follow-up on that. So, but the media picked up on that. And it did a lot of damage to Nepal's reputation as a destination for climbers. In my personal opinion, I think it was a wrong decision to, it is wrong criteria to say that a disabled person is not allowed to climb. I think it's discrimination. A disabled climber, I know many disabled climbers who are better climbers than I am. So I think that's discrimination. Again, from an age perspective, age is not a factor. Yes, there you should not make minors climb. I understand that. So children should not be on them in a dangerous environment. But I don't think age, as in, you know, anybody above 60 or 70 or 80 is not capable. That is wrong, because it is not up to us. There are people who are in their 60s who can run a marathon. I can't. So there are people who are fitter than I am who could still do it, you know, who are older than I am, who are fitter than I am. So I think that's discrimination. As long as a medical practitioner, a doctor, says, no, this person is fine to go to the mountains, then I think that should be a good legal basis for allowing them to climb.